29 minutes to 6 o'clock. Welcome back to our spiritual hour. And for our live Ulama Nasiha, we cross over to an Ustad of Al Tawheed Center in Indonesia. That is Mulana Umar Sitole, who's going to give us some Nasiha this evening, inshallah. So, firstly, Mulana Umar, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Kif halikum ya Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, I'm well, and how's your health, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, all well in the sight, Mulana, and all the listeners of Radio Islam also come.
Jazakallah. I believe you are not in Lens, you are locked down in Mpumalanga.
Ayyuh, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Allah subhanahu
wa ta'ala grant shifa to the whole Ummah Muhammadiyah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and may Allah grant us easy at this difficult time.
Inshallah, amin. Jazakallah khair for your time, Mulana. You can comment what your nasiha.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن ولاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. I just want to share a story of Ali رضي الله تعالى عنه, one of the عشرة مبشرة, one of the greatest صحابة that his ummah has ever witnessed. A person once came to Ali رضي الله تعالى عنه, and I think this is a very very important advice, particularly with the challenges that the ummah has been faced with. And whatever we are facing at this difficult time. A person once came to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and he said, فَقَالَ يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِنِّي سَائِلُكَ عَنْ أَرْبَعَةِ أَشْيَاءٍ فَأَجِبْنِي. He says, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, I'm going to pose four questions to you, and please, I request a response from you. Then he says, please tell me, مَا هُوَ الْوَاجِبُ والأوجب وما هو القريب والأقرب وما هو العجيب والأعجب وما هو الصعب والأصعب. He said, oh Ali رضي الله تعالى عنه, tell me what is that wajib, necessary, compulsory thing, and tell me what is the most compulsory thing. He says, tell me what is the near thing and what is that nearest thing. Tell me what is the amazing thing, and tell me also what is the most amazing thing. He says, tell me what is the difficult thing, and tell me what is the most difficult thing. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu then said, al-wajibu ta'atullah. Al-wajibu ta'atullah. You want to know what is compulsory? What should be done at this time? You know, we are in lockdown, we're experiencing so much of difficulty in this at this time. What is the most compulsory thing for us to do? Ta'atullah. To obey Allah. To obey Allah. Ta'asil ilaha wa anta tuz'um hubbahu. You know, you obey Allah because you love Him. So the most compulsory thing for a person to do is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says, wal awjabu, that the most compulsory thing, tarku dhunub, is to leave sinning, is to leave, abstain from those things that can cause the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, many times we want to be pious. Many times people want to become buzruks and everything. And we think perhaps it's such a long procedure, long methods for a person to undertake. But it's very simple. Ittaqil maharim. You abstain from haram. You do what Allah wants you to do. Takun a'badan nas. Then you become the most pious person ever. Simple. You do what, when Allah says, hayya ala salah, you are there. Allah says, do not do, qu if'al. وَلَا تَفْعَلْ, you do it, and then you become عَبَدَ النَّاسِ, you become the most pious person, you become the بُزْرُوك of our zamanat. So it's very simple. Say to وَالْأَوْجَبُ تَرْكُ الظُّرُوم. You leave everything that Allah wants you to leave simple. Then you have, inshallah, you'll attain the highest level of piety, inshallah, through this. Then he says, مَوَهُ مَهُوَ الْقَرِيبُ. He says, tell me about that qarib, that thing that is near. He says, الْقَرِيبُ هُوَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Al-qaribu huwa al-qiyama. He says the nearest thing it is qiyama. Allah says, innahum yarawnahu ba'arahu qariba. Allah says, they are looking at it as something that is very far. And Allah says, we see it. We see it as something that is very near. Wa narahu qariba. That qiyama is something that is near. So what does it tell you? It tells you that you need to prepare for it now. If Qiyamah is near, you need to prepare for it now. Allah says we see it. And what is Qiyamah? What is Qiyamah? We have read so many things. What is going to happen in this Qiyamah? What is going to this? And Sab'atun yudhilluhum Allah. People will be drowning. Allah will question us. But the shayr says, لو علمنا بهوله. If we understood what is qiyama, if we had an idea what is real, what is qiyama, when Allah says the thing, when the day when still everything will stand still, if we understood what is this, then ما تلذذنا في هذه الدنيا ولما أكلنا وشربنا, we're not going to eat, drink, let it do this and this. No, because we understood there's a greater purpose, there's a greater objective for us to worry of than doing all these things. But we just don't have we just have some kind of understanding. But the reality of Qiyamah, we have not achieved the real understanding of it. Mm-hmm. So he says, Al-Qaribu wa Al-Qiyamah. Then Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, Wal-Aqrabu huwa al-Maut. He says, then the nearest thing that you need to worry of, it is al-Maut. Leave Qiyamah, al-Maut. While we are worried more about coronavirus, which when we are taking the necessary measurements that were advised by the ulama, by the medical team, whatever might be, but we need to understand that the most thing that is near to us than anything that can cause its maut, it is near. أراك لدنياك مستوطنا ألم تدري أنك فيها غريب. The shaykh says, I see, mashallah, you have taken this world as your permanent residence. Like you're not gonna die. ألم تدري أنك فيها غريب. Don't you know that you're just a stranger, you're a foreigner? Like any foreign person in any country will not, you know, he will behave in a manner that he knows that any time the government will tell me to pack my bag and go back home to my country. Likewise, this, we are all foreigners here. You might be anywhere, you are a foreigner and you belong there to the grave. And one day we shall stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ala kullu ma huwa atin qareebu wa lil ardi min kulli hayyin naseebu wa lin nasi hubbu li tuli al baqa'i fiha wa lil mauti fihim dhal. So everything that is, it's near, it's near. So he says, وَالْمَوْتُ وَالْأَقْرَبُ هُوَ الْمَوْتُ. Then Ali radiallahu ta'ala, the person says, وَمَا هُوَ الْعَجِيبُ. He said, tell me about the amazing thing. And because we're running out of time, tell me about what is the amazing thing. He says, the amazing thing is the dunya. Is this dunya. This dunya تَغُرُّ وَتَغُرُّ وَتَغُرُّ وَتَغُرُّ. It keeps on deceiving this insan. Yet Allah explain to us, remind us each and every time, فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Don't allow this dunya to deceive you. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says, عَجِبْتُ لِبْنِ آدَمْ يَطُولُ آمَالُهُ وَالْمَوْتُ يَطُلُبُهُ. I'm amazed of the son of Adam. He keeps on having high hopes. You know, next year I'm going to do this and this, and mashallah, it's very good. But he forgets that Mount is just, you know, next door. It's just, you know, it's crawling to him and it's looking for him. So he says, that dunya, it's amazing. It keeps on deceiving people. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Of course, we shouldn't forget our push. We got to earn it every, but let us not make it our objective. Then he says, وَالْأَعْجَبُ. But the most amazing, live dunya. The most amazing is حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا. When this insan has to start loving this dunya, Allahu Akbar. When this insan has to start loving this dunya, you know, a person came to Ali Radha and asked him, Ya Ali, كيف أعرف أنني من أهل الدنيا أم من أهل الآخرة? You know, he says, how do I know that I belong in this dunya or belong in akhirah? Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, it's very simple. By somebody comes to you, gives you 1 rand, and somebody came to you and take a 1 rand from you, it's sadaqah, lila, whatever it might be. He says, if your excitement of you receiving something was more than the excitement of you giving out in a part of Allah, then let me give you an assurance that you belong here. However, if your excitement of you giving out something in a part of Allah, more than the excitement of you that you have made some millions today, or whatever deal you have made, then let me give you an assurance, you don't belong here, my brother, Jannah is waiting for you. You belong in Akhirah. He says, Al-A'jabu Hubbu Dunya. The most amazing thing, Morana, in this world is that when this insan is to start loving this dunya, when he starts developing the love of this dunya, we have to earn, we have to do everything, we have to drive the smartest of cars if it may be. However, let us not make it our objective. Let us not make it our objective at all times. They say, what is attachment? What is detachment? He was asked, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, attachment is to own something. Detachment is not allow that thing to own you. You don't allow the car to own you. Don't allow the cell phone to own you. That means you are detached from it. But once it owns you, it means now you start using it in haram. You're no more owning it, it's owning you now. And then lastly, he says, وَمَا هُوَ الصَّعَبُ وَالْأَصْعَبُ. He says, وَمَا هُوَ الصَّعَبُ وَالْأَصْعَبُ. Tell me about the difficult thing. And the most difficult thing. He says, As-sa'abu al-qabr. The difficult thing is there, is the grave. Mm. It's in every person's house. One day he has to go to that house, and it's upon us. We want to make it the smartest of house. We can do it. How? With A'mal Salihat. With A'mal Salihat, you can make your grave. Wallah, you can make it the smartest of house. You can make it, you can put the best of child, the best of what. With your salah, with your adhkar, with your salat ala nabi, everything, etc. He says, that is very difficult. You know what happens there. When you're going to be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say, as-sa'abu, it is the grave. He says, but let me tell you about the most difficult thing. The most difficulty, and I'm going to end up with that. The most difficult thing, while there is a pandemic across the globe, while we are scared, some people, we are scared that, you know, what is going to happen. People are dying in Italy. People are dying in there. People are dying in Europe, and we've seen people are dying out of this virus. And we've seen people are dying also out of other disease or whatever might be. People have been killed. Innocent people have been killed across the globe. Mm. It is, but the most difficult thing, more than this virus that we are experiencing, thing, is al-dhihabu bila zadin. Al-dhihabu bila zadin. It's when you have to leave this dunya. It's irrespective that due to the cause of coronavirus, due to the cause of whatever disease, or you were killed, or you died, or whatever it might be. Mm. But if you have left this dunya without any preparation, without any zad that you're going to, what does that wadu that you have before you? What have you prepared as zad? What have you prepared when a person undertakes any journey? He has some pot calls with him. He has some food. He has some drinks. He has some spending. What do you have that you're going to present before Allah? Corona or without corona? One day we are going to leave this world. The question is, what do you have with you when you are going to meet Allah? What are you going to present? So as much as we have to learn to take all the necessary measurements and stay safe at home and look after ourselves, but we should be also, in the same breath, we should know that one day we have to leave this world and we have to answer before Allah, and we watazawwadu, have something with you, take some particles with you. The best thing that you can have and present before Allah is your taqwa. When we have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the understanding. Mm. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant ease to the ummah. Amen. Through this difficult time that we have faced, that the ummah is facing. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sabr. Amen. Sabr is not only we have to exercise so much of patience, and also wasabi, continuously have patience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Jazakallahu khair, Mawlana Umar Sitole. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and accept it from you.
Jazakallahu khair, barakallahu feekum, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.